mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after two women were shot and killed last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 4700 block of Narrow Lane Road. One victim died at the scene, the other died at Baptist South Hospital. So far, no arrests have been made. Following the recent dog death in Trustville, where a woman left her dog in a car for several hours while she shopped at Walmart, Senator Del Marsh says he would like to see a Good Samaritan law in Alabama. Marsh hopes to introduce a bill during the next legislative session. And hundreds of women riding motorcycles have converged on the capital city. They're called Motor Maids, and they have come from all over North America for their annual convention. They will be in Montgomery until Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from the Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is a time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low-interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All 12 boys and their soccer coach are safe after more than 2 weeks underground.
President Donald Trump has pardoned two ranchers whose case sparked the armed occupation of a wildlife refuge in Oregon.
The dean of Temple University's business school has been forced out over falsified data submitted to rankings organizations about the online master's program there.
Civil rights protester James Wells has died at the age of 77.
About a dozen Marines are heading to Port-au-Prince, Haiti to help bolster security at the U.S. Embassy there.
Stocks are continuing to trade higher on Wall Street.
Violent storm whipped through a northwestern North Dakota city overnight, trapping some people in overturned RVs.
President Trump has arrived in Belgium for 2 days of talks with U.S. NATO allies.
BMW says it'll make an electric version of its mini car in China with the country's biggest SUV brand, Great Wall Motor.
People are feeling confident of being able to find another job if they leave their current employer.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228 is where we are. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing very, very good. Stock market is down 211 points. Temperature outside is 92 degrees. I'm going to guess the heat index is way above that.
Probably so.
Oh, man. Don't like the heat index. Especially, man, I finally got my car cold. I maxed it out. And so that really kind of got it going. Okay, 272-9228, first time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card. We're going to do that drawing today. Also, we have Sweet Creek Farm Market that we have a drawing for. Now, that's open to any caller, so if you want to get in on that, you just let me know. Call in and say, I want in, but talk to us for a little bit, and we can kind of go from there. Let's look at some of the stuff here. let's see here. 96-year-old man. I like feel-good story. 96-year-old man is going to vote for the first time next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, people across the state will head to the polls to vote to the primary runoff election. It will be a monumental day for a 99-year-old Montgomery man who will cast his vote for the very first time. WSFA 12 News reporter Rosanna Smith has his story.
Hello. Gospel music.
Do you know that man from Galilee?
Huh? Farming.
Yeah,
these are just two of John McQueen's favorite things. With almost a century full of living under his belt, his secret is simple.
I didn't do no drinking. Only thing I did stayed on the farm and worked hard.
Montgomery has always been home. It's where he raised his four children with the love of his life.
And I was married to her 43 years. God called away from me.
In his 99 years on earth, McQueen has had a lot of firsts, but on July 17th, he'll add another one, voting for the very first time.
I feel good.
McQueen says he really was never into politics. It wasn't until his pastor talked with him, he decided to register to vote.
He kept on asking, so I decided I'd go ahead on.
And he hopes by his example, others, especially the youth, will be encouraged to exercise their right to vote.
Try to teach them the right thing. I don't want to teach them nothing wrong.
But as he waits for Election Day, Mr. McQueen is living life as usual.
I know that name. I know that name.
McQueen says his Election Day plans are simple. His pastor will pick him up and take him to his polling location for his very first vote.
That's a great story. 96 years old and has never voted. Very spiritual black man who's kind of singing this gospel out there. And great story. And I like it when WSFA does those kind of stories and finds those kind of people. And I wish I knew where his polling place was. I'd like to shake his hand. But that, I mean, think of all that he's seen.
Oh, yeah.
Born in, you know, it's like 1920?
Right.
That's a long, long time. And he's seen some stuff in his life.
Well, talk about just changes in the world general.
Yeah.
Politics and technology and culture.
Well, not being able to vote, culture, and thinking about going through the civil rights movement and voting for the first time. And that, I would really like to meet that gentleman. Troy King files a complaint against Steve Marshall, who will be in studio Friday at 2 o'clock. Let's listen in.
Republican primary candidate for Attorney General Troy King has shaken up his campaign a bit. With a little over a week left before the primary runoff election, King has filed an ethics complaint against his opponent, Attorney General Steve Marshall. Raycom political reporter Lydia Nussbaum joining us live in the newsroom. Lydia, what are the details of this complaint?
Well, King alleges Attorney General Marshall took money illegally from a political action committee that the Republican Attorneys General Association created, also known as RAGGET. Now, today at a press conference, King claims that Marshall violated the 2010 campaign finance law by accepting contributions where money was transferred between different PACs. Now, King claims this is illegal even though it is a federal PAC. The Secretary of State's office, however, said that campaigns can accept contributions from federal PACs with certain requirements. Now, yesterday's campaign reporting showed Attorney General Marshall received $300,000 in campaign contributions from the RAGGET Action Fund. King today urged Marshall to give the money back.
I am today calling on the Alabama Republican Party to join me in telling Steve Marshall that we expect better from a Republican Attorney General. We expect him to follow the law and to return these illegal contributions, which he shouldn't have taken in the first place.
Marshall campaign released a statement today saying that these attacks are absurd and say they are in full compliance. Now, Charlie Spies with Raga said this complaint is a desperate ploy from a flailing campaign filed 1 week before the election.
We probably have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Trying to make some type of news before the big day. Which makes me think that the polling that I've seen is fairly accurate, because when Troy King was ahead, and he was substantially ahead, and then Steve Marshall closed in on him towards the last couple of weeks, and then his ads changed, and he seems to be going back to, you know, Steve Marshall is a Democrat. I'm going to ask Steve Marshall about those...
like the Obama sticker thing.
Yeah, the Obama sticker. And, you know, I can see somebody that started out as a Democrat changing over. I can see that.
Especially in Alabama.
Alabama, yeah. Not particularly if you got Smitherman. You know, those folks, and then they're just running the party into the ground out there. So... I'm not that surprised, but I do want to see how he's going to react to that and some of the lines of questioning along that line, because that campaign and the lieutenant governor's race have been getting, I mean, they've been firing shots.
Yeah, just a bit. It's getting a little silly for me. Well, it's been silly.
Well, I understand from talking to people down in Mobile and Baldwin County that it's even more aggressive down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like this... area is kind of already decided on both the Kavanaugh-Ainsworth thing, and I think there's a factor of undecidedness that's out there that we'll see what happens from talking to some people that are in the know and know that area. So we shall see in the fullness of time. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, that's where we are. Let's kind of pick up with some things that are going on here. We have Lisa Page was testify, now she's back to not testifying. And is defying a subpoena from the members of Congress. Let's listen in to Catherine Harris talking about that.
Former FBI attorney Lisa Page, known for her, remember, anti-Trump text messages with Peter Strzok, will not appear at today's closed-door deposition with two House committees, defying a congressional subpoena. Her attorney says Page needs more time to prepare. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte not having that, saying, quote, it appears that Lisa Page has something to hide. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is live from Washington with these developments.
Republican chairman of the House Judiciary Committee that has direct oversight for the FBI issued a statement late last night, and the key phrase points to further action in the near future. It reads in part, we will use all tools at our disposal to obtain her testimony. Americans across the country are alarmed at the bias exhibited by top officials at the Justice Department and FBI, and it is imperative Congress conducts vigorous oversight to ensure that never happens again. Republicans remain focused on those text messages and the intent behind them. These texts from June 2016 at the height of the FBI Clinton email investigation talk about doing, quote, fine edits of FBI interview summaries known as 302s. What's significant is that they are the FBI's document of record for witness interviews. In another text from August 2016, recently uncovered by the Justice Department's Inspector General, Page writes, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And Strzok responds, no, no, he's not. We'll stop it. One lawmaker told your show yesterday that he's looking ahead to Thursday already, and Agent Strzok's scheduled public testimony.
We're going to nail him down a little bit more. You're going to have the whole committee is going to be participating, so that will be a more active discussion. I'm prepping. I'm prepping my questions, and I know that my colleagues are as well, so we're just assuming he's going to show.
Through his lawyer, Strzok has complained already that he believes the process is overly politicized and not a real search for the facts.
So that's Catherine Harris talking about that, and we're going to have Collins and possibly we'll have the Goodlatte one finished by then. So they came up with an idea. Now talk about some great TV. Goodlatte is considering bringing Page and Strzok in together. Would that not be some incredible TV? That would be some tune-in TV for sure.
Yes, it would be.
Now, where would y'all meet? I mean, it would be.
If you're into watching ugly old white people who used to be lovers be grilled by members of Congress.
This is in the second part of where they're going to talk about this.
Catherine, what else is Lisa Page's attorney blaming this delay on?
Well, it's a long statement, and in that statement, her attorney seems to blame the FBI for not providing documents in a timely manner. And it reads in part, Lisa and I went to the FBI Tuesday to review the materials that were previously produced to Congress relating to her proposed interview. But after waiting for more than 3 hours, we were not provided with any documents. We have asked the committee to schedule another date that would allow sufficient time for her to prepare. This comes one day before former FBI agent Peter Strzok, that was Page's one-time lover and work colleague, has been called to publicly testify before a joint session of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. This is video from 2 weeks ago on the Hill when Strzok underwent a transcribed interview. The bottom line is that the state of play with Strzok is also very fluid for tomorrow. Privately, some lawmakers have told Fox News they're considering whether Strzok and Page should be called to appear together, Sandy.
Which you good lads talking about that right now as we speak. So this is going to be an interesting proposition here for these folks. Now, let me go to Fresh Market here and let's see what's on their market brands for today. They're weekly, so we can get this done. They've got First Cut Prime 10-ounce New York strip.
Mm-hmm.
For $11.99 each, that's $3 off. Now this is where you're buying the pre-cut steak. They're not weighing. They're not doing it by the pound. Or you get the premium choice 10-ounce for $9.99 a pound. I like the prime myself. The prime is always good. There are a lot of fresh fruits and things here, but they've got the seasoned salad that they put together for you. That's on sale. The summer garden salad, 15-ounce, made in store, $6.99. I've had that salad, and what I've used it for is I've taken it and then used it as side salads at a dinner. The peppers, the bell peppers, and the red and yellow and orange are 2 for $5, which is a very good price. So go by and see them at Fresh Market and check them out, guys. They are making it happen for you, and we appreciate it. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Special.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105. Plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's get out of here. That's going to make a good show, Joey.
Indeed it will.
Also, a really good thing to put up on Facebook.
And the Instagram.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yes, we are going to get to the NATO summit and the little thing that Trump did today that everybody went absolutely crazy over in the talking heads. And the more you were towards the cable liberal side, the more you just got, you just went nuts with it. That'd be Joe Scarborough, by the way. CBS and NBC a little more centrist on it, but they still were, oh my God, this is going on here. But let's finish in with the Page and Strzok thing. Let's listen to Representative Collins talk about this and talk about the Page and Strzok possibly testifying.
Here's the statement from the Goodlatte, Bob Goodlatte, the chairman of the committee. He writes, it appears that Lisa Page has something to hide. She plans to blatantly defy a congressional subpoena by refusing to appear for her deposition. Okay, if that's the case for now, where does that leave you?
Well, I think it leads more to what Lisa Page is going to do. These subpoenas do not come with an RSVP. They're supposed to show up. And I think what Chairman Goodlatte is stating is, what are you hiding, Ms. Page? You've had many months to know this. You started this issue. You and your friend, Mr. Strzok, y'all, in your engagement, you started this process. You have shown bias. These are the kind of things that you should have been prepared for. For her attorney to say there's a political element to this is just laughable at this point. They were in there cahooting together to cause problems. Now it's time to answer for that.
Okay, here is what her attorney said, a statement late last night. The FBI, she writes, has agreed to provide Lisa with her notes and other documents to allow her to prepare, but they have not provided these documents, those documents, to date, so we're still waiting to work out a reasonable date for her interview. Goodlatte would say you've had months to get ready for this.
And she has. I mean, my question is this. I mean, what kind of notes is she looking for? Is she trying to change her story? Is she trying to perfect her story? Is she just forgot all the fact of between her and her lover, Peter Strzok, that they had this issue with Donald Trump, that they had an issue with being the Department of Justice fair arbiters of making sure our laws are taken care of, or were they trying to interject themselves into a political discourse that would change the discourse of even possibly an election? This is a concern for many years to come. We need to know why this was happening at the highest levels of the FBI when we know that there were issues with policy, especially with Strzok's polygraph, with other things. Why were they even involved in this? This is bigger than that.
Why were they even involved in this whole thing? And let me, I can feel, this thing feels different. You can tell it's getting closer to something. And, I mean, when you look at it, the Page stories, well, they didn't give us the notes. But you notice that Catherine Herridge said that the 302s, that they had made some alterations in those.
Right, right.
And that's big, because that is the report that you make, and who made those alterations, and they implied slight changes, but was it changes of material facts that could have changed the way something was being presented? Take, for example, for a FISA warrant, or for a plea deal with Flynn, or Papadopoulos, or Gates. So these are, I don't know, this is, I'm feeling this is getting closer here. And the DOJ is letting go some documents that are ending up in the Intel Committee and in the private part of DOJ that I notice nobody is talking about. Now, Nunes is upset because of the State Department stuff now, but he's not kind of, he's been kind of quiet in the DOJ, which tells me that they got something and maybe a hand signal or such to kind of say, well, you know, something good's coming out here soon. So let's continue with Collins and talk about why they may not show.
But you think the FBI is slow walking this in the first place, right? So if, well, if you go back to the attorney's statement, should the FBI not provide necessary material to prepare, is that a slow walk on behalf of the Bureau?
Well, I think the attorney is doing everything he can to protect his client. I think what we're seeing right now is we saw from Mr. Ray and Mr. Rosenstein last week that they are understanding what they need to do. We go back to McCabe. We go back to Lynch. We go back to problems of Comey. These are all things that were dealt with, that we're dealing with right now, that come under that administration in that time that are now having to be fixed because of congressional oversight. We're asking the questions that the American people need to know because they need to have confidence in the highest levels of the Department of Justice. I think they're working toward that. They've moved slower than I'd like to see. I want to see that moving. But for the attorney for Lisa Page to say this, that's just ridiculous.
Okay, another topic. Peter Strzok's supposed to be public tomorrow at 10 a.m. Do you think that's going to happen now?
I think I'm very concerned that he's not. We've heard concern from his attorney that they didn't like the way last week went. Well, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. You have to be accountable for what you do. Now, if he wants to come tomorrow and be truthful in his testimony, we look forward to that. If he wants to come and basically say he's not going to answer any questions, then I think it just leads to the deeper problem here that at some point in time, you know, this is going to have to be held accountable, and Mr. Strzok's going to have to be held accountable for his actions.
He's going to have to be held accountable for his actions. And this is... You know, we still have these other five FBI-type people, DOJ-type people, that we know a couple of them who they are, but we still haven't seen any evidence of these type of things. So I'm kind of feeling this. I'm kind of feeling this. This is starting to feel different. The DOJ and the Judicial Committee and the Intel Committee seem to be kind of more focused on this. And here's the thing that makes more sense than anything. When was the last time you heard from Adam Schiff? We haven't heard from him in a long time. Long time. And the Democrats, Elijah Cummings, all those people, have been just quiet. And I think they're kind of feeling, what if this thing breaks before the midterms?
Yeah, and the latest thing I've heard from them is generalities. I mean, the, you know, like Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy are part of the four horsemen of this, you know, political spin and discrediting of the Mueller investigation. And, you know, Devin Nunes, too. And it's never to any of the specific breaking news items in this timeline that is now being built up.
Yeah, and we haven't been able to answer the question yet, pre-July 31st, but we do know that the Page Strzok messages go back into March, where they're talking about interfering and doing things and getting off the hook for Clinton. So this may have some different kind of legs to it here. So let's stay with Representative Collins, and he's going to talk about going to get him.
Yeah, you were not there for that private hearing, were you?
No, I have, but I've talked to several of my colleagues who have. We had some other meetings and going on at that point. I think the interesting thing is he was not very out front from what I can tell. And from what has been said publicly, he's not been very forthcoming here. I think if I'd have put the things that he put into the record and been involved in the sensitive areas that he had, and as I have asked many times about his security clearance before, even back as early as December and now as late as last week, on why he was even still involved in the Clinton email case, why he was even involved in the Mueller investigation, because he had issues that we need to find out, should he have even been involved in those issues.
What do you find out on Peter Strzok about tomorrow? Do you know?
Yeah, I think tomorrow we'll see his truthfulness. We'll see if he's ready to come forward. If he is as innocent as he says he is, then he can come forward and make that. I get what his attorneys are trying to do, and I get how they're trying to protect him, but the American people's interest in having to trust in their Department of Justice, in the FBI, is paramount here. We cannot go on having Department of Justice at the highest level. Let's make it very clear. Strzok was not a low-level operative. He was number two in counterintelligence. He was up at the highest levels. We've got to make sure that at those levels, you can't have people tweeting, we'll take care of an election. We have an insurance policy. We'll make sure this doesn't happen, when they're involved in this.
If the hearing happens, we'll cover it live. We'll see if indeed it does. Thank you, sir. It sounds like it's 50-50 right now.
It's going to be up in the air on it.
Again, he's kind of in there. It's starting to feel different. Now, Collins is kind of like a third-string player. He's from Texas. Good lad is the guy. And then Trey Gowdy. And we heard what Trey Gowdy was talking about, Adam Schiff. And Adam Schiff made that comment about Trey Gowdy and the Four Horsemen. But this is starting to have a little bit different feel to it, which I like. Okay, let's pick up with a very interesting topic, and that is the soccer team boys that got extricated from the cave yesterday. Now, this it really is remarkable. Here is a U.S. commander who was there at the operation as a team commander. Let's listen to what he has to say that happened.
Major Charles Hodges is the U.S. mission commander for the 353rd Special Operations Unit for the Air Force. He was part of the rescue operation. Let me ask you, I know you were near the cave's entrance. Can you describe that final moment when the boys left the cave?
Yeah, the final moment the boys left the cave, obviously there's a big sigh of relief. Everybody knew that big home run had been hit, but at the same time there was still cautious optimism only because we still had four Thai Navy SEALs that were still back there that we were waiting on. We knew the mission wasn't over yet when the last boy came out.
I understand, and even that was a very precarious situation, that you got those boys out and those final Navy SEALs just in the nick of time. What was happening?
Well, three of the SEALs, there's four of them back there, three of them made their way into Chamber 3, and about the same time we got the word that the pumps that had been running nonstop shut off for an unknown reason, and the water levels back in Chamber 3 started rising, which would have cut off our access back to Chambers 2, 1, and then out of the cave. And that's an abort criteria for our guys, and so when that water level started rising, everybody started grabbing their kit and they were ready to get out. Thankfully, that last SEAL popped up at the last moment, and everyone was able to get out of Chamber 3 safely and make their way out, and mission complete.
Okay, so the pump stopped working. And so with the pump stopping working, the water was rising, and that was their, no more of this, we got to get the heck out of here. And so they're grabbing all their stuff, and the diver pops up. Is this going to be a great movie or what? This story is so compelling, and the international part of it and the working together portion of it is just absolutely remarkable. Let me do this. Let me go to a break, come back, and it's going to talk about one of the key components of this, and that is the teamwork. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats in their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, "Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now."
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Cavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Cavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Before we go back to the phones here, I want to mention Mr. Electric again, and they really want us to talk to you about getting new service panel for your house, and they can come out and see if you need one or not, and it can really help you out. First of the upgrade for your home, taking away dangers of electrical shorts and things, and so you can go in and give them a call, have them come out and just take a look at your panel. That's all they want to do, look at it and see, do you need an upgrade, and then they can price it for you. But have you done some major renovation in your house? Do you need more outlets in your house so you do need a panel upgrade? Are you using too many multiple extension cords and you need to change that where you have more outlets that are there? Flickering lights. You still have the two-prong plugs and they're not grounded. Circuit breakers that keep tripping. Appliances that aren't running at full speed. Fuses blow on a regular basis. Using 60-amp or 100-amp electrical service and you need to break it down. Here's the big one. Crackling sound from your panel. And that panel is probably stuffed in some closet somewhere, and you're not hearing it. So you may want to get them to come out and take a look at it. So here's what you need to do. Let me give you the telephone number. Love for you to put it in your phone, because when the lights go out, you're going to need Mr. Electric, and you'll need this number. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, remember the caller that called in and said, power went out, generator didn't turn on. It's a 30-minute drive to my house, and Terry was there in 45 minutes. That is service, and that's taking care of you. Let's go to the phones, Mr. Electric. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
We're good.
Boy, our president is ripping them a new one. I cannot believe this. But I'm just not getting tired of hearing him win all these issues. I mean, they talk about all the campaign promises. Well, I thought he promised everybody in America that we would probably get tired of winning all the time. And so chalk our president up for another promise being made. Now, Dan, I haven't heard a whole lot about the Russians, and Trump in a while. I mean, it seems like it just fell off a cliff. Do you think the Democrats are starting to smell something coming and they're starting to run from it?
Well, they're not doing the collusion part of the thing. What they are doing is they're doing the, Trump loves Putin and he's doing the bidding of Putin and trying to break apart NATO, and we'll get into that next hour, but it's a foolish statement, to be honest with you. But they're not talking about collusion, for sure.
Yeah, and so it leads me to believe, I spoke a little bit about this today, but, if you listen to Trump and the way he handled the leader of NATO, it's not only in the way he talks to him, the things he says, but he also says things that I kind of take that he's directly back as me as one of his supporters, saying that not only I'm dropping the bomb right here in front of him in this breakfast that's supposed to be happening, but it gives me confidence that he's going to drop the bomb on all of this mess and all of these clowns here in our own country. And Trump seems to pick the right time and knows how to stay away from the wrong time to drop certain issues. He seems to be right on the target of time where he needs to be to do these things. And so I'm expecting something. I don't really think it's going to happen right before the midterms, but after the midterms, I'm really leaning to thinking that Trump is not only going to start declassifying a bunch of documents that everybody up there is waiting on that they can't get from the DOJ and FBI. I think somewhere around that timeline, maybe before, I just don't see that right now, but definitely after, in my opinion, that this is going to happen. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, like I said in the opening part of the show, is that this is starting to feel different. It's starting to feel closer to me. And I'm not sure that he's going to have to declassify documents. I think that what's going to happen is the IG's report is going to basically clarify things without putting a whole bunch of documents in there saying, we've seen these documents and this is what it says, and giving excerpts of the documents.
Right. And I mean, if we're expecting these things to be huge, and I think a lot of people, we just speculating at this point, but we have a high level of confidence that it's going to be major, major bombshells. And Trump's already starting to pardon certain individuals with some of these federal indictments that was prior to his presidency. I think that after the midterms, I think Trump is really, like I said, the gloves are coming off, pardons are coming out, and people are getting fired. The only thing I think could stop that is if this big investigation that I'm also confident that our great Jeff Sessions is running in the background, if it conflicts with that and holds him back. But once that takes place and that's all cleared up, I think they're going to, they think they got problems with Trump now. I don't think they really seen what he's going to bring their way.
Well, I think you said after the midterms. I think the purpose of a whole bunch of timing that's happening here is before the midterms.
It could be.
I mean, and look at this. You've got the the Kavanaugh appointment. They're trying to get that done by October. And if this thing fails because of the Democrats and some Republicans didn't play right, it's going to give the biggest alarm that you need more Republicans in the Senate. And that's going to be a major story. And I believe that you're going to have the IG report coming out probably, say, 4 weeks from now. I think it's going to be blockbuster. Rodney, you're welcome to hang on if you want to. I am stuck to the top of the hour break. The Amore Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.